This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there! Welcome to the very special final episode of Season 4 of The Saturday Quiz. My name's John Leary, and this time round, instead of asking two guests 10 questions, I'm about to ask two teams of two guests 40 questions. It's the fourth year in a row that I've had these same guests with only minor variations, so welcome to the show, Kate Jinks, Zoe Coombs-Ma, and Dave Lawson, and, for the first time on a finale episode, Ryan Shelton.
Hi!
Hi!
Applause!
Applause and everything. Hello, all four of you.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolute pleasure having you, Ryan Shelton. Thank you for stepping into the shoes of Sarah Snook.
And you know what? You two make a great couple. I don't care what anyone says.
I've said that a lot.
I would be thrilled.
She apologises. She's currently trying to learn a play, a 87-page monologue with 60,000 words. I don't even want to think about it. So
it is insane. Yeah. Having seen the play,
which I am actually the understudy for as well.
You've seen the play, the Picture of Dorian Gray. Have you seen it?
I have seen the play. Yes, I have indeed.
I haven't seen it, but I just
it is extraordinary.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a marathon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's why she apologises and can't be here. So I've got my backup.
Yeah. No. Well, she doesn't want to come do a stupid quiz.
Oh, someone's got to look after the 7-month-old as well, thrown into the mix as well.
Of course.
Or 8-month-old now.
Yeah. Since the last time you were on this podcast, she was expecting.
That's right. We got it out. It's all worked out. Good. For everyone. We got her.
We
got it out.
Legend.
Yeah. I wasn't there. I was down at the pub with the boys, obviously.
Fucking smart. Good. Don't get involved in that shit, mate.
Yeah. Very good. And Zoe Coombs-Ma, it is nice to have you return after being absent last finale.
Do you know what? I forgot that I wasn't here.
You forgot that you weren't here. You did very well in the guise of Brody Lancaster.
Yeah, Brody did very well for you.
Oh, that's right.
Brody's good at trivia and stuff.
Mm.
I don't know if I know anything anymore.
She knows stuff, so you know, now you're going to have to pick up where she put down.
Well, I've got high hopes for today. What I'm hoping is that all of the questions are about the content of Dorian Gray.
Shall we just crack into the quiz?
Crack.
Because there are so many questions.
Yeah.
I just want to get to it.
And how are you, Johnny? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks
for
asking.
Oh, that's sucky.
Yeah, there's no bonus points for just being nice to me.
I can see what's happening.
There might be at the end of the. All right, here we go. Are you all ready? You're all standing by. You don't buzz in. You just yell out the answer when you know the answer.
Okay.
And I'll try and deduce who said it first. It's a foolproof plan. Here we go. Question number one. Where in the human body would you find the rotator cuff?
In the shoulder.
Zoe Coombs-Ma, even though Kate Jinks may have said knee first.
The
boys said absolutely nothing.
But then I shouted my own name because I forgot that's not how we buzz in.
I just said.
Well, we're just technically
Zoe,
correct.
Technically it is in me.
It is in your shoulder.
Your rotator cuff is made up of muscles and tendons that keep the ball of your upper arm bone, which, do you know what that's called?
Yes, it's the humerus.
Very good. Being a comedian.
Yes, the proximal humerus. Yeah, yeah. I broke my proximal... I had a proximal humerus fracture last year.
Does that mean that you bombed on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a dangerous thing to hurt as a comedian.
See, he is funny, I told you. When he was gone.
Well, his humerus is still intact, isn't it?
It is. No humerus trouble here.
Yeah, I broke my humerus at down at the Comedy Store. It was brutal.
If you had a broken humerus, you couldn't play, you couldn't hit the... You couldn't...
Boom tish.
You couldn't even let people know that it was meant to be humerous.
No.
It's
sad.
I've broken my humerus.
And it healed all right, though,
your
humerus.
It did heal all right, but it was pretty brutal. Like, it's, I think it's kind of one of the toughest, bones in the body.
Yeah, ow.
Ow. Don't break it. Oh. Don't do it.
Don't do it, people. All right, very well done. Kate and Zoe, you are away on 1 point. Question number two. Which band with a rhyming two-word name had the 1974 hit Sweet Home Alabama?
Not Milli Vanilli.
Not the Bee Gees.
To what rhyme is a rhyming name?
Two-word rhyming name.
Two-word Blues rhyming name. Blues Magoos?
Blues Clues?
Blues Clues?
That is a 70s.
Ugly Kid Joe.
What's rhyming again?
rhyming Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, do you know the song? You sing it, Dave.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Okay, these are not rhyming.
I don't know.
The two words, the initials of the words are L-S.
Leonard Skinner.
Very well done. Leonard Skinner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
That's one for the fellas.
Didn't feel like it rhymed, though.
Well, you said Leonard Skinner.
I said Leonard Skinner.
It's just a New Zealand accent.
Interestingly enough, the band got together when they were teenagers and went through a number of different names before settling on Leonard Skinner, which was in part a reference to a character named Leonard Skinner in Alan Sherman's novelty song Hello Mudder, Hello Fada. And also, this is a true story.
What?
Also, in part, a mocking tribute to the PE teacher Leonard Skinner at Robert E. Lee High School, the high school one of the band members, Gary Rosington, went to, who was notorious for strictly enforcing the school's policy against boys having long hair.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a tale.
Leonard Skinner.
So they went with Leonard Skinner and that became Leonard Skinner.
Hmm.
Right. And then when did they change to Ugly Kid Joe?
Different band. Completely different band.
Proven.
All right. Question number three. Name the female star who played a New York fashion designer born in the South in the 2002 film Sweet Home Alabama.
Reese Witherspoon.
Very well done. Who was that, Ryan?
Ryan. Mm, he's a big fan.
Yeah, good. Big Reese fan?
Big Spooner. Yep.
Spoonhead.
Big Spooner. Spoonman. What's Spoonman?
Great work.
Yeah.
All right, question number four. True or false, the population of Victoria is higher than the population of New Zealand. The boys cutting off the end of the question.
Well, I think it just overtook New South Wales as well, possibly.
It's a great strategy on a 50-50.
No, but I was...
Well,
Victoria's flying along at the moment. We are flying along down here.
Yeah, Victoria, do you want to, for a bonus point, do you want to hazard a guess what the...
5.6 million.
Oh, you've got the digits around the wrong way.
6.5 million. Is it 6.5 million, Johnny?
Yeah, but you didn't get the question right to begin with, so you don't get the bonus.
Aww.
But yes, up against New Zealand... Okay, what's I'll open it out to the floor. What is the population of New Zealand?
5.6.
What'd you say? 5.6?
5.6.
1.2. 1.3. 1.4.
A lot higher. 7. The boys were closer, but they were over. It is about 5.2 million.
Hmm.
Good for them.
Yeah. The whole New Zealand.
What a boring fact.
I'm sorry. I'm doing my best.
I know you didn't come up with that. It's not your material.
No, the bonus fact is my material.
Yeah. It is interesting.
Thanks, Ryan. Question number 5. Similar to the last post, what, starting with T, is the name of the tune associated with death and remembrance used by the United States military? A lot of blank faces here.
Tub thumping?
What did you say, Ryan?
He said tub thumping.
A requiem. The requiem.
The requiem's good. That's a good
guess. The requiem is a good answer, but that's incorrect. I mean, do you know what I'm talking about?
No, clearly.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. So it's like a bugle call.
Yeah.
Boogie woogie bugle boy. The boogie woogie bugle boy. From Company B.
That's gotta be it. If it's not that, I'll be shocked.
It is not that. It is also the name.
Oh, it's cool. Is it a funny word?
Well, not really.
No, okay, all right.
Not really a funny word, but it is the name of a 1981 American film set in a military school that starred Tom Cruise's...
Top Gun. Cocktail.
Top Gun.
Risky Business? What Risky Business? The Risky Business of Dying.
It was Tom Cruise's second film role and Sean Penn's first.
Oh.
It's one word.
4th of July?
Born on the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July.
Torn on the 4th of July.
Torn.
It's one word, and you're really making me get into it now. The origin of the word is similar to the origin. You know how a military thing.
Timpani.
A military tattoo.
Tattoo. Is it tattoo?
Right. It's not tattoo.
Tattoo.
But it has.
Tattoo, the band, the Russian twins.
Yes, lesbians. Sisters.
Lesbians.
I love Dave's interpretation. Yeah, the sisters that kissed. I remember them.
Jesus. Okay, so it has the same derivation as the word tattoo.
Same derivation.
Which kind of means it's the end of the night. It's kind of like calling last drinks.
Just say it, John. You're so close.
Time for bed.
No, I'm going to tell you because neither of you are anywhere close.
Are we going to be annoyed?
It's simply called Taps.
No, wouldn't have got it.
All right.
Wouldn't have got it.
No, never heard of it?
I've heard of the Tom Cruise movie Taps, but not...
It has that name, Taps, because that is the name of the tune that is played on the
bugle. I thought it was an acronym. Isn't Taps an acronym?
No. No, it's not. Taps is the name of the tune that's played on the bugle that told them, you know, that it was sort of lights out, time to go to bed. And it comes from the Dutch language. This is bonkers that my research went this far down this one. And it was them turning off the taps, the beer taps. There's some Dutch phrase, which is like, turten taps or something like that. Am I going to be cancelled by...
By the Dutch.
I think I'm not afraid of them.
Sound a little bit afraid of them.
And that has developed into tattoo in the English British military, which became taps in the American, the US military. There you go. That's a lot for just about question 5 that neither of you got. Question number 6. Who is known as the father of medicine?
Penicillin.
Marie Curie.
No.
What did she say? Marie Curie?
Marie Curie was a woman and famously not a father.
Hippocrates. Well. Hippocrates. Hippocrates.
Hippocrates. Hippocrates is absolutely the answer that I'm going
for
there.
Yes,
they
one.
Have to do like the Hippocratic Oath.
That is right. Yeah, the Hippocratic Oath. Still to this day.
Actually, well, technically, it's in an episode of Xena, Warrior Princess, and she meets Hippocrates, and he actually learns everything from her. It's like, at the end, it's like, do you know who that guy was? Hippocrates.
Zoe's Googling.
No.
Zoe's Googling.
No, I remember this. You actually are a Xena fan.
This is back to their specialty subject.
That's one of their areas of
knowledge. Xena, Warrior Princess.
And she invented kites.
She did invent kites.
Zena
and Christmas, actually.
And Christmas. So, she also edited Christmas. Fun fact, Kate and I have a replica Christmas chakram, which is her the sharp frisbee that she throws.
Yeah,
in the Christmas episode, the orphans, there's orphans, they turn it into like the Christmas topper, tree? Into the first ever Christmas tree.
Oh,
and you've got one.
And we
made
one.
We made out of one. Twigs.
I did not think I was going to get to Zena from here. But yes,
Zena was...
Hippocrates is credited as the first person to believe that diseases were caused naturally rather than because of superstitions or punishments by gods. So yeah.
They can be both.
Can be both.
Especially in Zena.
Very well done.
Yeah, great. That was a good
question. Question number 7. Alphabetically, which country comes next after Uzbekistan? There's a lot of silence now on the podcast. As you...
Vanuatu? Is that...
Oh, wow. Bingo. Very well done.
Well done. Yeah, wow.
Vanuatu. Yeah. I had all these clues. Colonial name for the island group.
Chuck them out.
Pacific. Do you know what... Do you know what it used to be called? Before achieving independence as Vanuatu in 1980?
No.
Bonus point up for grabs?
New Uzbekistan.
New Uzbekistan.
No, it was known as New Hebrides.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's nothing like the Hebrides.
Yeah, it looks nothing like them, but sure.
I mean, I guess islands?
Yeah, islands. That'll cut it. Do you know where Australia comes alphabetically? What number?
I'm just thinking about when you buy something online and you have to
How many you have to scroll through? Yeah. Not that many.
What about opening ceremony of the Olympics? Oh, where do we come in the opening ceremony? Yeah.
I'm going to say like 7 or 11.
Oh, 7 or 11.
That's
good.
Sneaky reference to the convenience store as well.
Someone's got an endorsement deal.
Let's see how many times you can sneak that one in. Yeah.
You are equidistant from the actual answer, which is 9.
Yeah.
Well, that's I basically said that, so.
Yeah, you basically did. No point. Question number 8. What is the most popular sport in Japan?
Baseball.
Oh, wow. The boys romping it in, getting far ahead. They're on 5.
Can you name any teams?
Ladies, you're on 2.
No. That's all right, it's early.
Ooh. Whatever. Yeah. It's like sports it questions days. And the population of Victoria. Jeez, who cares? I'd rather not know those things.
Shit that guys know.
We knew them, we just didn't want to say them.
Yeah, fair enough.
This year, Japan's national team reclaimed the world title by defeating the United States 3-2 in the championship game of the World Baseball Classic.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Is it?
It seems.
It is to us blokes.
Not for me.
Get this. It was introduced to... The game was introduced to Japan in 1872.
Whoa.
By American educator Horace Wilson, who was working at a school in Tokyo. And yeah, it is Japan's most popular participatory and spectator sport. Baseball.
Did you know that physical culture and netball were introduced to Australia by Mari Bjorki-Petersen, lesbian aunt of Joe Bjorki-Petersen?
Really?
Lesbian aunt? Mm. Oh, I like that detail. I didn't know that. Thank you very much for sharing your sports knowledge with us.
You're welcome.
Please don't take a point off us for that.
No. Point. It's almost a bonus point for the creation of that, or the sharing.
If we're introducing that, this is going to go for a long time.
Yeah, it will. Question number 9. How many angry men
12.
Are in the title? Yes, Zoe and Kate.
We know about angry men.
I thought the title was 12 Misunderstood Men. That's what I thought.
It is now.
Yeah.
12 Angry Men was the title of the 1957 film starring Henry Fonda. That was the rest of the question. And question number 10 is, those men collectively formed what official group?
Jury.
12 Misunderstood Men.
Zoe going for the gag, misses out on the point.
Don't you dare, Zoe.
Went after the gag.
It was a jury, absolutely. Very well done.
Well, technically, Johnny, it was a cast. You know they were actors.
It's true.
You actually have, you've got That's me on true. A technicality there. I am not going to award you a point, though.
Technically, she went for the gag and the fact at the same time.
Double.
That's a tricky one.
Thank you.
That is a tricky one. It's still not going to earn you any points.
Okay. We'll come out.
We are going to go to a break. The boys, Ryan and Dave, are currently on 6 points, and Zoe and Kate are on 3. We'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You are listening to the Saturday Quiz, the special summer quiz edition. I'm joined today by Zoe Coombsmark, Kate Jinks, Dave Lawson and Ryan Shelton, and we are up to question 11. Are pan troglodytes, and this is a multiple choice, so what are pan troglodytes? If you want double points, you can jump in now with an answer.
Microscopic
invertebrates. Yes.
I love it.
What a guess.
I love microscopic invertebrates. You're way off. It's brilliant. But here we go. Your options are A, chimpanzees, B, orangutans, or C, gorillas.
B.
C.
A.
A.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I don't think I can.
No one got it.
Points for that one. So, pan is the genus name, and troglodytes is the species
name.
Yes,
of course.
And in the same way that we're Homo sapiens, Homo is our genus, sapiens our species. Mm-hmm. The genus name of, what did you say first, Ryan? You said
B.
Orangutans.
Yeah.
Yeah. B, orangutans. Their genus name is Pongo.
Hmm.
How embarrassing.
And
that's cute. I like it.
Zoe and Kate, you went with C, gorillas. The genus name of gorillas is gorilla.
Nah.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. It's chimpanzees.
Oh, but then
Dave got it.
But, we got it. Me and Dave got it.
Maybe we split the point.
The points cancel out each other.
We still won it, though.
More points. Pan troglodytes are chimpanzees.
Okay. Pan troglodytes.
All right, question number 12. And this is a 50-50. Ooh. So be quick. Does Norway still have a monarchy?
No.
Yes.
Don't do that to me.
Yes.
I'm going to...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I think...
Yeah, Zoe and Kate, you are right.
They do.
And you're saved by the fact that you, in sync,
it's a good strategy.
Said both words.
Just do that next time.
Yeah, just always cover all bases.
But yes, then you jumped over pretty quickly to yes, they do.
Yeah, yeah. I realised my
a monarchy. The current king is Harald V, and the position of King of Norway has been in continuous existence since the unification of Norway in 872.
Wow.
But it does have the rare distinction of a monarchy in being voted on, with the people of Norway electorally confirming the ascension of Haakon VII to the position of king through a 1905 plebiscite.
Wow.
How about that? They went, we want it.
Right.
He can be king, sure.
Sure.
And then it just goes down his line. Amazing.
God, the other family must have been pretty terrible. Imagine if you were the descendants of the other family.
He was the descendant of the...
Oh, wait, they went, we'll keep him.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't sound like brainwashing. That doesn't sound like real democracy, does it?
No.
Well, but except it is reconfirmed as being what they want.
Sure.
Sure? No?
Yep.
Not convinced? All right, I did my best. I'm sorry, Harald.
I love it. Can you say that one more time?
Harald.
Did you Google the pronunciation of Harald? Because it's very intentional.
No, I'm just... Well, it's Harald, but with an
Harald.
A.
Do you know where this song comes from? Harald. Hark the Harald angels sing.
Sounds like Catherine Hepburn talking. Harald.
The Harald son. He'd have his own paper.
Well, no, the Harald son, that's the next king.
He's the prince. Yeah, yeah. All right, question 13. What organ in the human body helps clean the blood by removing a waste product called urea?
Kidney
is the right answer.
You can't just keep saying bits of body.
Well, the spleen also cleans the
blood. I'm afraid you can.
Okay.
Doesn't it? Well, the spleen sort of does something.
I don't know what the spleen does.
The spleen...
Don't rupture it. That's all I know.
Yeah, have you done that as well? You broke your humerus?
No, but you always hear that. It's like when someone has, it's like someone's ruptured their spleen. You go like, oh,
yeah,
it's bad.
That's going to hurt, wouldn't it? You'd know about it.
You never hear about a spleen unless it's ruptured, do you?
Yeah, true.
Never hear when things are going well for the spleen.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be a question next year.
What does the spleen do?
What does the spleen do? So look that up.
Please explain. That can be the segment name. I love it. No?
Thank you, Dave.
All right,
question 14. In a rainbow, what colour is between yellow and blue?
Orange. Yeah.
Green.
Yeah, I got it wrong, but then I still got it right. Green.
Yeah, I think I have to give that to Dave, to be honest.
And I thought about
you
it.
You did go orange.
I went, it's Roy G. Biv.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah, and I went the wrong way.
Correct. It is green between yellow and blue. I mean, it's just like mixing paints, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
In what way?
They mix my green, yellow and blue.
Oh yeah.
Color wheel.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for translating that for me, Dave.
You're welcome.
So Ryan could understand.
Any others? This is my.
Do you know how to make
brown?
Oh,
I don't want to know, mate.
It's orange with a bit of blue.
Sure.
I want to know what goes into your diet.
All right, question 15. Which planet in the solar system rotates on an almost horizontal axis,
Saturn,
unlike the other planets, which spin on an almost vertical one?
Saturn
is incorrect. Oh. Kate and Zoe?
Uranus.
Oh. Uranus is the right answer.
Oh,
yes, and the funniest one.
And the funniest
one. Goes to the joke and the point. Someone's humorous healed
pretty well.
Yes. It's also one of just two planets that rotate in the opposite direction than most of the planets.
Oh, Uranus is so quirky.
Mm. So Uranus goes backwards from east to west.
Uranus goes backwards.
Do you know what the other one is?
What other one? My anus.
The other planet.
Went for it.
It's good. Thanks.
The other planet that rotates in the opposite direction.
Jupiter.
Pluto.
Neptune.
Is that a planet anymore?
No, I don't know. Yes.
Neptune.
I'm saying it. Is it back on?
No, you're all wrong.
Mars.
It's Venus.
Venus.
Oh, we should have known that one.
Definitely.
Yeah,
it's where we're from.
Yeah. Oh, it's true.
Exactly.
Well, Venus. Well, is that where Xena's from?
Xena from Venus.
No, well, I mean, she's a woman.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, Xena from Mars.
Xena from Mars. Well, actually, famously,
women are from
is that
Venus.
A Kathy Lett book or something?
No, I don't think it's Kathy Lett, but it's
not
like
Kathy Lett.
But I was talking to someone, like a woman, the other day about like men and women and how they're different. She's like, "Oh, there is a book that you must read," and I was like, "Oh, wow, I love new books." She's like, "Oh, what is it? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus."
Like, is she a time traveler?
She said it as if she's like, "Oh, this wonderful new book. It's a wonderful book. You must read it." Like, I've heard of it.
New York Times bestseller. So, you know.
Yeah, in which year?
81 or something? Yeah. I'm not sure.
Wow. Was she like, "I've got a copy somewhere in here. I just can't find it because I can't read maps."
Question 16. Cherry Bell, Hailstone, and Daikon.
Ice cream flavours.
Radishes.
What root vegetable?
Radishes.
Oh.
Radishes is the right answer. Ice cream flavours is incorrect.
It's actually not incorrect. I mean, it could be correct.
I mean,
yeah,
it could be.
You've been to Messina lately? Yeah. You probably have got that.
Well, the end of the question did say, are all types of what root vegetable.
Yeah, sorry, I jumped
so,
in.
Sometimes not ice cream.
Larry!
Yeah. And that, with that, Kate, Zoe, you're on level pegging.
Yeah! With, level pegging?
Ryan and Dave. Yeah, seven apiece.
All right.
Didn't think we'd be pegging this early.
Right. Are we still talking about Uranus?
We're not from Venus anymore.
It's a Christmas quiz, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, keep it clean.
Families sitting around the campfire listening to this. Yeah, they would be.
Santa's listening.
Other varieties of, what are they? Radishes include Sicily giant, bunny tail, and French breakfast.
Oh, French breakfast. I like that.
Wow. Well, there we go.
All right.
All right, like this is question 17. What nationality was artist Salvador Dali?
Spanish.
Yeah, Zoe and Kate out in front now.
Yeah. What? Yeah, see, now we got to the arty
Who said that?
Did you guys say Spanish as well?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, did you not? Yeah.
See, I told you, this is what happens. There's been a delay.
Well, you're going to get the recordings, you're going to line them all up with the claps that we did earlier,
and you're going to go,
You're not.
You're gonna go shit. He's gonna go. Oh shit!
I'm pretty sure
okay.
I'm not, yeah,
not
going to.
Did you hear? Did you even hear us say it?
I did hear.
Yeah,
you say
I heard
it.
You say. I heard you say it just after I said it.
It's cool. No. I'm fine. It's just a fun quiz.
Okay.
It's just fun. We're just having fun.
I just didn't think you could say it any faster than we said it.
This is my favorite part of the.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I'm having heaps of fun.
Aren't you glad you came, Ryan?
Yeah, this is awesome. No, it's great. I feel really sane. Okay, cool. Next question.
Question 18. Mm-hmm. Who was named Best Actress at the 95th Academy Awards held in March 2023?
Michelle Yeoh.
Yes. Wow. Unassailable lead from here, maybe.
I don't even know. We just sitting back. There's no point in even. We'll be listening. Nah, it's all fun.
No. I feel like this is like the backstory of like how a men's rights activist group formed.
The origin story.
This man, I'll listen to this quiz.
Yeah, this is our domain, though, Zoe.
Quizzes.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
For which film?
Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Very well done. Thank you very much. No bonus point, but...
what about if I tell you how many it won?
Oh, sure. I mean, no bonus point, but tell me that.
You're ahead already.
He won 7 and it was nominated for 11.
Wow.
7-11.
Oh,
there
what the fuck?
I'm loving this.
You are.
Go back.
Like and subscribe.
A little bit of kick. Little...
that is magic.
Question 19. Mm-hmm. In First Aid... The Doctor's ABCD action plan stands for... Now, I'm looking for one of those.
Airways.
Danger.
Airways.
Response. Airways. Breathing. Wow. And then circulation.
Dave's got it. Dave started with airways.
Yeah.
Or airways. And that was the one that I'm after. Oh. Very well done. That was a gamble, but it paid off.
It wasn't a gamble. It wasn't a guess. I'm just,
he knows.
No, but I
so I started with the D.
Yeah,
you went. Which was
danger, danger. Oh, very good. Check. Airway, breathing, circulation.
Oh, you've missed the S.
Oh, what's S?
Because it's doctors.
What's the S?
A B C D. Oh yeah, you tell me.
No, you tell me.
You yeah, have the hold your ground, Zoe. Hold your ground.
You tell me.
Don't you let him win?
I simply don't know.
Oh,
got him.
It is. Do Ryan, Dave, do you know?
Yes.
Snakes. Are there any snakes around? You've got to check for
snakes. Speak up. Snakes. Check for snakes.
Speak up. No, it
Speech.
Is send for help.
Send for help.
Oh,
yeah.
That's more
send
than
for help.
Do you know what? Doctors. I reckon they added that after I learned.
They certainly did. Yeah. It used to be Doctor ABC.
Yeah.
And now it is doctors
ABC.
ABCD. Do you know what the D stands for?
Doctors. Get a doctor.
No, that's send for help.
That's
so it's danger, response, send for help, airway, breathing, CPR.
Dead.
Defibrillation. Not dead. Hopefully... Not dead.
I'm glad they added that dead at the end because I thought it was a really incomplete narrative.
Yeah, people were so confused. It's like, what's going on? This is not in the acronym.
No, what happened to the guy?
We can't do anything.
Very well done. Very well done, Dave. All right, question 20. I'm not sure, quite sure how to say this, whether I say 333 or 333 or 333, but let's just go with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
333 Export or 333 Export is a beer from which country?
China.
Thailand.
Oh, you're both incorrect.
Vietnam.
Have another go.
Vietnam.
Vietnam is the right answer.
Mm, that's,
wow.
Good pick up from the response. Yeah.
Mm. I know beer.
It used to be called Ba Moi Ba, which actually means 33, so it was just two threes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how the beer was known during the Vietnam War until Saigon fell. And the beer was renamed to distance it from its colonial roots.
Huh.
They added another three.
Mm.
Question 21. Does a northerly wind blow from the north towards the south? Or
yes,
from the
yes.
south to
yes.
towards the
north.
North
to south.
Yes. Ryan and Dave, positive about the north wind blowing from the north to the south.
From our sailing days, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You guys have such a beautiful rapport. Like, it's just so nice to witness.
Sentences. Finishing each other's.
Question 22. Is a male or female canary more likely to sing?
Male.
Male.
Yes.
Yes is the answer.
This will be interesting.
Yeah, I'm giving that to Kate and Zoe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That'd be right.
Do you know, here's a bonus point, but I'm opening up the bonus point.
Yeah.
Entitlement, to, I don't know, they're just like, I've got something to say. I know something.
I know some facts, I'm going to get a podcast.
They're obsessed with the Roman Empire.
Oh yeah, what is the Roman Empire thing? That I remember someone telling me about that. Is that
Clearly you don't think about it. Every day, then?
No, I don't, because someone told me about it and that it was like a thing that most men think about the Roman Empire every day. Is that right?
Well, that's more often than they probably need
to. It didn't resonate with me at all, but it must be a thing.
Yeah, wow. It's a thing.
Do you think about it? Really?
Surprising.
It is.
I thought you'd be a real
John, do you?
Yeah.
Every day.
Definitely.
Every day.
Well, not every day, but often enough.
Really?
What's that?
You know,
what do you think about
week?
It? What
yeah,
are you
what
like?
Is it?
I wonder how those guys are going. What are you thinking about them for?
No, you just it just pops into your head and you're like, huh, Roman Empire. That was a thing.
That was a thing.
It was a thing. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
There were lots of things, though.
My son's name is Augustus, so, you know.
Oh. You're really thinking about it. Yeah, you're right.
Do you have, like, a funny quip, like, when he falls? Maybe he falls over. He's a kid.
The fall of the Roman Emperor.
For the Roman Empire.
Oh, boy. Okay, getting back to canaries, do you know why they're called canaries?
Because of the islands?
Exactly right. Because of the Canary Islands, which is where they're from. Do you know why the Canary Islands are called the Canary Islands?
Because there's heaps of canaries on them?
It feels like a never-ending...
In a way, you're right. But those canaries aren't birds.
Are they canaries? Did someone, was it where they can, it's like kangaroos.
They dropped off an N. No, the name of the Canary Islands derives from the Latin insula canaria. So we're Roman
Back
Empire.
Back to the Roman Empire.
Latin,
yeah.
Yep. Mm. After the island, one of the largest islands, Gran Canaria, meaning island of dogs.
Like
canine. Canine. Yeah, like canine. Yeah.
Oh. I love that film.
Canis.
Exactly.
Canis.
So there were lots of dogs on the island, and when they went there, they went, oh, this is the dog island.
Huh.
And that's why canaries are called canaries. It's bonkers.
Wow.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Little flying dogs.
Yeah, little flying dogs.
Like
Spanish
dogs
monks bred the birds in the 17th century and controlled the populations and therefore the market price by only selling the males, which are the ones that sing the most and were the most desirable. How about that? They cornered the
And then
market.
How'd they end up down a gold mine, down the coal mine?
Oh, down the coal mine. That's a completely different story in that
Should they
because
sung?
Canaries have a... Because they sung. Are you doing more canary, sing like a canary?
Well, wasn't that when they stopped singing, they were like, uh-oh, better get out.
Well, yeah, because canaries have, you know, a faster, a more rapid respiratory system than humans. They react to carbon monoxide or other gas poisonings sooner than humans do. And they started doing it with mice, but it's a little harder to tell when mice... Like, mice don't drop off the perch.
Yeah, great.
Like canaries do. So they would have a canary down there, and when there was a carbon monoxide leak, the canary would fall off and die, and all the miners would get out. But get this. They felt so bad about the canaries that they started taking resuscitation chambers for the canaries, which were like tiny little...
Like a little iron lung
that they had a oxygen tank connected to.
Is that because
they'd revived the canary?
Is that because they felt bad, or because the monks were controlling the market?
This is a very different time of history. Very different period of history.
Well, you told it to us so close together, though, so it's confusing.
I'm sorry. I don't have exactly the date.
And that was a spontaneous fact that he just knew.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Really good.
How about that?
Yeah.
Question 23. What is the value of pi to two decimal?
3.142.
Note alert.
Ooh. 3.142.
I give a shit.
Yeah.
Our nerd canary just fell off its perch.
Very well done. Do you remember, Dave,
mm-hmm.
that there was a question in last year's final quiz
mm-hmm.
that was related to pi?
No.
No?
Was it?
Well, there was.
4 and 20?
No. But did you do the 4 and 20 ads? Is that you?
No. To be honest, you know what I did do? 7-Eleven. No joke.
Serious?
100%.
Wow. Maybe they'll get you back on.
Excellent.
We'll play the mess.
I might have burnt that.
They'll get you back.
No, I really think I burnt that.
Okay.
We don't talk about
it. Don't mention that again.
Don't want to talk about it.
Yes. Pi is 3.14159, etc. Question 24. Which novel by Alice Walker that became a 1985 film? Very well done.
Oof.
Kate Jenks with the early answer.
Good girl.
Has been remade as a movie musical starring Halle Bailey. Is it Halle as well?
Yeah, I think so. Halle Bailey.
Yeah, Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Thank God she grew her legs back, because she got those there. Otherwise she would be... Can you imagine her on the stage?
Oh, but they'd be able
get
to
her
fix
a wheelchair
that,
like Bette Midler.
She's still brilliant, even though she's got a fishtail. She's still an excellent actress. Like,
great.
Still great. And a great singer.
Good. Yeah, so good.
Yes, Halle Bailey played the Little Mermaid in the live-action remake. And yes, she will be seen in The Colour Purple that has just been made. So, would you like a score check?
Yeah, as reliable
now,
as it
seems like
might
a,
be.
A good time for a score check.
Good job.
On 10 points, Ryan and Dave are on 10 points. Zoe and Kate just in front on 11.
Great.
Imagine if it was 7 and 11.
I mean, that would be spooky.
Why better. Wouldn't it?
Johnny, can you take
that?
Can you take 3 points off there?
I can remove some points.
For the joke?
Oh,
it's for a good cause.
Yeah, it's sort of funny. I don't know.
It's just nice symmetry. Funny.
Question 25. Name the four field throwing events of the Summer Olympic Games.
Discus, javelin, shot put.
There with the hammer. Bringing the hammer.
Ooh, we're just having fun. It's just a fun quiz. You don't care. It's just
very
fun.
Well done. Yes.
We're just having fun.
They are hammer, javelin, discus, shot put. Mm-hmm. Very well done.
Girl in my year got hit in the head with a shot put once.
A girl in your year?
Yeah.
Oh. Was she okay?
She's fine.
How was her rotator cuff her humerus?
Oh, fine. Her head...
Was
just,
it funny?
She got... No one was particularly good at throwing the shot put, but she did get hit in the head.
It's still heavy.
Yeah.
Would you rather a shot put or a javelin, though? Oh, good question.
Or a hammer.
Probably
the discus javelin.
Discus is the best.
Probably discus.
Discus would be the best one to get hit by.
Depends on who's throwing it.
In order of being hit by and where it's
and
being
at
hit.
At what distance?
Discus, shot put... Hammer, javelin.
Javelin's last. Yeah, you don't want the javelin.
See, I reckon at my school, if it's like a kid throwing a javelin, they're not throwing it that hard, so it would just sort of, it's not that heavy, it'd just sort of glance off.
And maybe if they throw it in the wrong way and you just get hit by the side of it rather than the pointy bit.
Yeah.
I'm changing my answer to javelin. I want to be hit by a javelin.
I'm going javelin.
All right.
Question 26. What is the chemical symbol for magnesium?
Mg.
Yeah, Dave.
I said it. No, Dave said it first.
Yeah, but you said it slow.
I did say it slow. Yeah.
Mg. And do you know lead? Here's some Latin for you. Pb is lead.
Yes.
Which comes from the Latin for the plumber is plumbum. In Latin, which is PB.
Plumbum.
Actually, maybe I do think about the Roman Empire a little bit more than I thought.
Because the plumbers would use lead, because lead is malleable, they would use it for the pipes.
Henceforth, here on in, PB being the chemical symbol.
That's almost worth a bonus point, but I'm not doing that. Not yet, anyway. Question 27. Would you eat, play, or wear a fez?
Where?
Yeah. Zoe and Kate with that one. But you did both know it. Especially you would wear it if you were a man in the Ottoman Empire.
I thought you were going to ask if we would you eat, pray, or love?
A fez.
All of the above.
Question 28. Fez is a city in which North African nation?
Morocco.
Yeah.
Which one? Morocco.
No, sorry. Zoe's correct. It's a city in Morocco.
Yes. Mm.
And did you know they have vending machines there and they call them Fez dispensers?
Dad!
I think it was a level above, Dad. I think it was like... expecting. Like, expecting, Dad. Like, not yet a dad. Two seconds.
Like, Fez dispenser.
Yeah, that was a good Christmas cracker joke, I think.
Yeah. I'd love a fez. I should start wearing a fez.
You could definitely wear one.
What do you think? Could I rock a fez?
100%. I can see you in a fez.
I think I did used to own one. Fez takes its name from the Moroccan city of Fez due to it being the source of the crimson berry once used to dye the felt for the hats.
Oh, it's got
to
be that sort of red colour.
Yeah. Question 29. What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet?
Gamma
is the right answer.
Wow.
Ryan Shelton. Ryan's not a particularly Greek name. Are you Greek?
Not at all.
Not at all?
I actually thought I was going through the sorority. For some reason, like the Alpha, Beta, Gamma.
Yeah.
I don't know why that...
Revenge of the Nerds or something.
That's what my brain did the same thing, just slower.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma. Yeah.
Gamma.
It's wrong.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, etc.
Did we get a Gamma COVID?
Yeah, I think we did get to Gamma.
We must have, because we went all the way to Omicron.
Yeah, I guess
and everyone was like, no, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Call it something else now.
That's right.
Yeah, just call it COVID. Yeah.
Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta.
Jones.
Warrior Princess.
Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa.
Theta.
Lambda, Mu, Nu, Chi, Omicron.
Ah.
Followed by pi.
They're all in the wrong order.
Question number 30. Georgia Godwin, Trudy McIntosh, Jackie Dunn, Lauren Mitchell, and Mary Ann Monckton have all represented Australia in which sport?
Hockey.
No, neither of those are correct.
Football, soccer.
Hammer throw. Swimming.
It is an Olympic sport.
Diving.
Synchronized swimming.
Equestrian.
Athletics.
Running.
Shooting.
Cycling. Triathlon.
Volleyball.
Walking.
No.
Marathon. Sprinting.
No. Keep going.
High jump.
Thinking.
High jump. Pole vault. I don't know. That's all the sports.
Rollerblading.
What else is there?
We're ice hockey. There shouldn't be many more than that.
Discus. Javelin. Shot put.
Tennis.
No.
Table tennis.
Shooting.
Rowing.
Ping pong.
Wow, I really
rowing. Rowing.
By now, you would surely have got it.
Kayaking. Sailboarding.
You've really said it. All the
long
sports.
Jump.
It's indoor sport.
Gymnastics.
Gymnastics is the right answer.
I knew it. And that's a big Olympic sport, too.
That is a huge Olympic sport, yes. Georgia Godwin, Trudy McIntosh,
that we obviously care about.
Jackie Dunn, Lauren Mitchell, and Marianne Monckton have all represented Australia in gymnastics.
Mm. And none of us knew that. It just shows how much how much we all care about women's sport.
Yeah. Well, the men also do gymnastics.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, sure. I used to do gymnastics.
Did you?
When I was a kid. Yep. Mm-hmm. I used to wear, everyone had to wear like a blue t-shirt and little white shorts, and you do like the rotation. You go from the beam to the rings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Have you got the outfit still?
Nah.
And with that, Ryan and Dave have gone 1 point in front. Ooh. They're on 14. Ooh. Zoe and Kate, you're on 13. Ooh. And we're going to have another break.
Ooh. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
You're listening to the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Zoe Coombsmar, Kate Jinks, Dave Lawson and Ryan Shelton. And we are up to question 31. 10 questions to go. It's anyone's game. Ryan and Dave are on 14 points. Zoe and Kate are on 13. Here we go. Question 31. Concrete Blonde in 1990 and The Goo Goo Dolls in 1998 released songs named after people. What were their titles?
Iris.
Iris is the Goo Goo Dolls song. And the Concrete Blonde song?
Stephanie.
Oh, God.
It's a name. It's kind of their beer. It's their big hit, their massive hit. Their
Concrete Blonde.
Clue.
It's a, well, I was going to say it's a boy's name, but it is just as easily a woman's
name
as well.
Jackie.
Or does Jackie start with J?
Jamie.
Jenny.
Jules. It's Jamie, isn't it?
No, it's not Jamie. Oh. But I'm...
Johnny.
I'm
Joey.
Somewhat...
Joey! It's Joey!
The right answer.
It's a great song.
So what happens there? Point
what
H.
What a musical
A
knowledge.
Point H. There we go. A point H.
Well done on the Goo Goo Dolls, because I was going to say them for the rhyming band before.
Oh, yeah.
Realising there was a third word.
Goo Goo Doo. That could be.
Goo Goo Doo.
Yes, the Concrete Blonde sang about Joey. Can you... Anyone... Give me a little bit of that.
Is that Joey, I'm Not Angry Anymore, that one?
Exactly, exactly right. Joey, I'm not anymore.
It's a great
and
song.
What about the Goo Goo Dolls song Iris?
I give up forever to
yeah,
touch
Yeah, it's City
you.
Of Angels. Oh. I thought the answer was going to be City of Angels.
Excellent work, yes. Zoe Coombsmar. It is from the soundtrack of the 1998 Nicolas Cage film City of Angels. Yeah. All right, question 32. Nigel Bruce, Lucy Liu, Jude
Charlie's
Moore,
Angels.
And Martin Freeman have all played which fictional character?
Ooh, Bob Dylan.
Sherlock Holmes.
Not Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, Watson.
But it's something
Watson.
Like that, isn't it?
Dr. Watson is the right answer. Yes, Dave and Ryan. It is Dr. Watson, who is Sherlock Holmes's offsider.
Do I get a half point for that?
Oh, they already said Sherlock Holmes before you said it.
Yeah.
They did.
You did. I think everyone said Sherlock Holmes to begin with.
I said it this morning.
Nigel Bruce was Dr. Watson to Basil Rathbone. Lucy Liu was Dr. Watson to who plays Sherlock to Lucy Liu?
Drew Barrymore?
Johnny Lee Miller on the TV show.
Good for him.
Martin Freeman is Dr. Watson for...
What's his name? Robert Downey Jr.?
No, that's Jude Law. Jude Law is... Yeah.
That was
Benedict Cumberbatch is Sherlock Holmes to Martin Freeman's Dr. Watson. Question 33. In The Workplace... What does the abbreviation OHS stand for?
Occupational health and safety.
Oh, yeah. Zoe got that one.
Yes.
I cannot wait for you to want to listen. Simply cannot wait.
I know. It's cruel. I'm sorry. Question 34. What is the largest rodent in North America?
Oh, capybara.
is incorrect.
Oh.
Aardvark. No.
Is also incorrect. But Zoe almost gets a point because capybaras are the largest rodent in the world. But
oh,
they are not
in South America.
They are in South America. Very well done.
Oh,
right. Oh, no.
What is the largest one?
Is it a groundhog?
North America. Oh. Incorrect.
It's that really... It's that thing.
Yeah. Oh, possum.
No, not a possum.
A beaver.
A beaver is the right answer.
Oh.
Yes.
I think that was a rodent.
They are a rodent because what is the defining or distinguishing feature of rodents?
Is it its teeth?
Yeah, its teeth. It's pairs of continuously growing, razor-sharp, open-rooted incisors in their upper and lower jaws. Yeah, it's creepy.
They keep growing forever. That's what they got to chew stuff.
That's why they have to gnaw. And actually, we're back to the Roman Empire. Because the name...
Because you brought us here. Because
Yeah, yeah, because this is a podcast that I run. Their name, rodent, or rodere, means to gnaw. There you go. Question 35. Three country names begin with B and contain the letter Z.
Correct. Yes, true.
Name them.
Bosnia, but spelt wrong.
Australia, but spelt wrong.
Bizarro Italy.
What? It starts with a B?
And has
it. Three of them start with a B.
And a Z.
And have a Z in them.
I can't think
of one. Buzzy, Buzzy.
There's one very obvious one.
Brazil.
Is the right answer. Okay.
That's a third of a point.
Belize.
Belize.
Would you believe it?
I can't believe it.
Belize it, yeah.
And
what did you say before, Zoe Kimsma, at the your very
Bosnia.
First answer?
Bosnia.
Yeah, otherwise known as...
Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Which has a Z in it.
Yeah.
Oh. But I did actually say it.
You actually did.
That's fair.
So, full points.
So I'm prepared to when it's fair. I will 100%.
Oh, in an incredibly condescending way, I'm happy for her to have the point.
I will
have to say no problem. Just at the end when we tally up points, we just remember this. But that's cool. Yeah, have it.
Well, it's nice that you did because that does put Zoe and Kate 1 point ahead.
No, absolutely welcome. You are welcome.
Question 36. We're nearly there, folks. In her work, Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama
Dots
is the right answer. Yayoi Kusama. Am I saying that correctly?
Yayoi Kusama. Yeah.
She famously uses, and it was a multiple choice. So it was A, flowers, B, cats, or C, dots. Guys, do you have a guess?
Dots.
Dots.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Dots is correct. But, Zoe and Kate were well ahead of you on that one.
No, we were there. We saw it. Yeah.
No, did you just say dots? I think there's a delay.
Question 37.
That's a gamer.
Question 37. Saint Wenceslas is the patron saint of which nation?
Bosnia.
Sweden. King
Saint Wenceslas
went down on the
Sweden.
Eden where the
sun
I said
no.
Sweden.
No,
Eden,
not,
Crispin,
not
Eden.
Finland.
Vanuatu?
It's not Vanuatu. That was an answer to a much earlier question.
Wenceslas.
Oh, no. Wenceslas Square, Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic.
Very well done.
Yes!
You got there.
It was beautiful to see your mind working there.
I was going there.
Beautiful mind, kind of.
It was like Winona accepting that award.
Amazing work.
They have a big square there.
They've got a big square in... is that in Prague?
It's in Prague.
Yes, so St. Wenceslas is the patron saint of Czech Republic or Czechia. He was only a duke during his life, right?
Is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, so he got upgraded in the song, did he?
He got upgraded.
You
can't
trust those bloody carols, can you?
He got...
Is Santa Claus coming to town?
Yes.
Well, all right. Since we're talking about it already, question 38. In the Christmas carol Good King Wenceslas, what did the king look out on?
On the... Mm-hmm. On the Feast of Stephen.
Is the right answer.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, you don't...
I'm assuming there'll be a question about the Jewish carols after this one.
Just saying.
Just to balance it out. It'd be weird if there wasn't. But no, keep going.
It was made out of clay.
Yeah, we're back in Prague again. Sorry, Ryan. St. Stephen is the proto-martyr. Mm-hmm. Do you know about that?
What's that mean?
That means he was the first martyr that became a saint, stoned to death in 34 AD.
And he didn't even know it was a thing. Imagine being the first martyr.
Yes, well,
you know,
it's not even a thing.
It's like people who are on the first series of a reality TV.
Why didn't they call it Wenceslasing?
No, that was St. Stephen.
Stephen.
St. Wenceslas was a long time later in... he was killed by his brother in 935.
But he wasn't a martyr.
But he
was dead.
No, he was a martyr and he became a saint. And the Holy Roman Emperor Otto the First...
Here we go.
...posthumously conferred on Wenceslas the regal dignity and title, which is why he is referred to as king.
Nepotism. That's in the song. Right there.
Nepotism.
Yeah, When is someone going to finally complain about that?
The first Nepo baby is more important than the first martyr, in my opinion.
Okay. Who's
the first Nepo? Jesus, I guess.
That's pretty. He was. That's big.
Son of God. Well, no wonder we know who you are.
He worked really hard.
Yeah, he had all the privilege.
How'd you get that book, man? How'd you get that book deal?
Yes, do you know when St. Stephen's Day is? So if good King Wenceslas is looking out on the Feast of Stephen...
In December.
Yes, in December is good.
Is it Boxing Day?
It is Boxing Day.
Not extra Very point, well though. Done. That's not an extra point.
No.
Or maybe it is.
She's a fan of Christmas. Fine. I'm a Christmas fan.
Well, No. Keep talking. I'll give you another point.
I just realised I probably picked the wrong person to go on a Christmas quiz with, actually.
Oh, you're the wrong person?
Yeah, you did.
All right. No, I won't give you an extra point because you are 2 points ahead.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And there are two questions.
Oh, a draw would be really a novel way to finish. Yeah.
Let's think about that bonus point after the next two questions.
Yeah, we'll see. What, beginning with V, is the name of a diagram that represents...
Venn diagram.
No, we said that.
That was a really, really close one.
But you know who said it first.
Because of all the other questions that you haven't really thought it through, have you?
Look, for the interest of the keeping the competition alive.
No, let's have fun.
It's almost like there was a crossover between when we answered and when you answered.
Aha, good one.
Yes, indeed.
What's the difference? Can we both get a point and still be ahead?
No. Ryan and Dave are getting that point.
It's fun because if we get this question, then it's a draw and it's really it's
they're
nice.
They're one
Christmas
point behind.
No, let them have the pity point. That's okay.
So, yes, the question was, what beginning with V is the name of a diagram that represents sets of elements as circles whose overlap indicates the overlap of the sets?
Ben.
And it was, do you know who invented?
Mr. Venn.
Yeah, Mr. Venn.
Toby Venn.
Do you know
Venn.
Who he was? His name was John Venn.
Venn.
He was an English mathematician, logician and philosopher.
And invented it the day after Tuesday on a Wednesday.
I think that's a point off.
I might take that point away.
See, your faces too. Everyone's faces. So.
All right, final question. Here we go. The scores are, Ryan and Dave
We're
are
one
on
behind.
18. Zoe and Kate are on 19.
Wow. Hang on. Oh, because we didn't get something
It doesn't add up, but yeah. Question 40. Who was Spotify's most streamed artist globally for 2023?
Taylor Swift.
Beyonce.
Ryan and Dave. They did it. They've tied it. Oh my goodness.
Oh, on a Taylor Swift question. How
Taylor
embarrassing.
On a Taylor Swift question.
I can't help it.
Taylor Swift with more than 26.1 billion global streams since January the 1st.
And artists are complaining about what they're getting paid from Spotify. She's doing fine.
But her album, Midnights, was the second most streamed album of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But for the second year in a row, can either of you tell me...
Bad Bunny.
What the most... It was Bad Bunny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's almost the win. Bunny. That's the win. That's
What's
the quiz
Bad
win.
What is Bad Bunny?
Oh, Zoe, I'm with you. I don't know.
Here we go. What is it?
Oh, okay.
Is it for children?
Okay. No, Bad Bunny is definitely not for children. Look, Bad that Bunny. Could almost be for the win, but I do like ending this year on a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank tie. You.
Yeah, a tie is much better.
Tie is fun. That's fun because we're just having fun. It's not a competition. It's just fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
But when you listen back and line this all up...
I'm sure you will be rewarded.
I'd be interested to be in the room when you go through the edit, actually, John. I'd love to just to audit it
yeah. or watch.
Just to audit the count back and just, find out.
It's all good.
Absolutely. It's been a joy having all four of you on the podcast. Thank you so much for doing the final quiz of the year. I hope to see all four of you next year because Sarah Snook, who needs her?
I think some people would beg to differ.
She'll listen to this. You know she'll listen to this. I'm going to make her listen to it. I'm going to say, let's just skip to the end to see who won.
All right, you four. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thanks for having us, Johnny.
See you next year.
Happy New Year.
Happy holidays.
Happy St. Stephen's Day or whatever
Happy
it is.
Happy St. Stephen's Day, yeah. That's it for the Saturday quiz for another year. Thank you all so much for coming back week in and week out to listen. Thanks especially to those of you who have made financial contributions to this podcast so that I can keep it going, and to everyone who has left a review or rated the show 5 stars. Thanks to today's guests, Kate Jinks, Zoe Coombs-Marr, Dave Lawson and Ryan Shelton. Apologies to Sarah Snook. You're welcome back anytime you like. Big thanks to all the guests throughout the season. There's far too many to mention, but I do want to acknowledge the wonderful William McKenna for stepping in and taking over the hosting duties partway through this year. I listened every week and absolutely loved those episodes. This show simply could not exist were it not for the generosity of Cindy McDonald and her brilliant questions every week. Thanks, Cindy. And finally, thank you to my partner Alison and our son Augie for giving me the time and space to continue to make this podcast. I love you both very much. This episode was recorded in Naam on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. I acknowledge their traditions of telling stories and sharing knowledge for millennia on this land and pay my respects to their elders past and present. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next year.